In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hopefully that's a little bit better sound for us. And we're on the chat room here. We're on the chat room. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And our call-in number, if you want to get online and talk to me, is 800-313-9443. Now, we've got some, I've got a couple of stories in here that you probably need to know about. If you've got any doubts that tyranny is approaching here, that this country is becoming, the same kind of country that we heard the Soviet Union was, what life was like in the Soviet Union, being put in the gulags, being, if you called a Jew a Jew, the psychiatrist came out to you and locked you up. That means if you happen to tell your neighbor that Marx or Lenin were Jewish, they come get you. But this letter from Glenwood Springs, Colorado, says, anyone who knows me knows my husband and I, knows that my husband and I have studied and treated all sorts of injuries and raised 10 healthy children. We rely heavily on common sense and deep faith in God, and we would not hesitate to take a child to the hospital for any condition we deem necessary. On January 4th, our 11-year-old son fell and injured his head. We elevated his feet, put an ice pack on the injury. He was being treated with tender care and supervision of his father and mother. But that day, Garfield County accused me of not properly caring for him. Responders to an ambulance call from a witness wanted to take him to a hospital for examination. We refused. Late Friday evening, a fully armed SWAT team broke into our home, slammed my children to the floor, face down with their hands behind their back, and shoved a gun in my daughter's face and handcuffed her, my husband, and me. The armed men in black masks took my terrified son against his wishes to Grand River Hospital, where he was examined by a doctor and interrogated by social services. No evidence was found that he had not been properly taken care of. Upon his return, we were told to keep ice on his head. To the SWAT team members defended the raid by citing orders, how far will you go in just doing your job? If you feel no guilt busting into an innocent family's home, traumatizing young children, and stomping the security found therein, will you follow more horrific orders? May I remind you that in Nazi Germany, outrageous, monstrous crimes were committed by soldiers just doing their job. What will be next? Where will this stop? Fathers, mothers, families, countrymen, consider our story and ask yourselves, if this were my family, what would I do? Well, very well could be you. Tina Schiffert, Newcastle. Oh, you're probably saying that's just an isolated incident. A little overly hyped up. Not that SWAT team, I guess. But that story's been echoed. I mean, it's not the Post-Independent. The Garfield County All-Hazards Team broke down Tom Schiffert's door Friday night while in court order and took his son for medical treatment. The doctor's recommendation, take Tylenol and apply ice to the bruises. The boy was back home in a few hours. Authorities said they had reason to believe Schiffert mistreated his 11-year-old son, John, by failing to provide him with proper medical care for a head injury. A bump on the head. My God. But Schiffert says his privacy and his rights were invaded, and that he has the right and the skill to treat his son himself. Schiffert, 62, said he served as a medic in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive. Who in the world puts a stipulation on how adequate a person is to care for an injury, Schiffert asked. Speaking about the incident from his home in the Apple Tree Park on Monday, Schiffert was very upset, perhaps most offensive, Schiffert says, but the law enforcement didn't announce there was a warrant before breaking into his home south of Newcastle. I would have let them in. It was traumatic to my children and unnecessary. His spouse, Tina, whose letter you just heard, has six of 10 kids who are still at home were shocked by the manner of entry. Tina said law enforcement wearing masks broke down the door with a battering ram and pointed guns at her children's faces. They didn't need to bash into my home and slam my kids to the floor, Tina said. I think they'd get a kick out of this. She said law enforcement threatened criminal charges should the family even try to follow John or find out where he was taken. John was returned hours later around 2:30 a.m. Saturday. In all, there was not one shred of evidence found that we had done anything wrong or that John had not been properly taken care of, Tina said. According to a copy of John's patient aftercare instructions, a physician recommended John drink fluids, take Tylenol, use ice, and keep his cuts from his injury clean. John still had nasty-looking black eye and visible bruises on his face after having been hurt in the fall on Thursday. John injured himself by grabbing onto the handle of a moving car his sister was driving and falling. Shuford said his family said Shuford ran down the street, checked John for injuries, brought him back home, back to their home, where they prayed, applied ice to his head, and monitored his condition. Someone, possibly a neighbor, called paramedics. Shuford told paramedics, said paramedics looked at John, and after coming through an open door, open front door, uninvited, Shuford told them he didn't want them to treat John and asked them to leave. Friday morning, caseworkers from the Garfield County Department of Social Services arrived. Shuford allowed them to look at John briefly, but refused to allow them to take his son for treatment or medical evaluation. Ross Talbot, who owns the Appletree Mobile Home Park, rents to Shuford, said, I thought it was an incredibly stupid power move by people who went in there misinformed and ill-informed. I think they violated their personal rights, their constitutional rights, and their rights to family. Talbot also writes a freelance column for the Post-Independent. I've been Garfield County Sheriff Lou Vallejo's longtime supporter, but I'll tell you what, to send the SWAT team down there was just absolutely over the hill. Inappropriate is not nearly strong enough a word. It was gross irresponsibility and stupidity. Is this Russia? I don't know what we're coming to. When they think your kid needs medical help and they send a SWAT team. Community Relations Sheriff Deputy Tanny McManus said two deputies were first sent to notify Shuford of a court order for his son's medical treatment, and Shuford did not comply. Phone messages to Valero were not returned Monday afternoon. A search warrant and order for medical treatment says there was good reason to believe John needed treatment. It states that two social services caseworkers tried to explain to Tom Shuford they believed the boy needed medical treatment after observing injuries, including a huge hematoma and a sluggish pupil. They offered to pay for the treatment and said they would have to obtain a court order for treatment if they couldn't get Shuford's consent. The warrant says Shuford shouted at the window at this worker and advised the worker if he had obtained a court order, he'd better bring an army, the warrant states. First responders with West Care Ambulance wrote in an affidavit that she and others in an ambulance crew also believed the boy needed medical treatment. The responder wrote that paramedics left the residence for fear of their safety after Tom Shuford refused to let them treat his son and became verbally abusive to the ambulance crew. But Shuford said he was there when paramedics responded, and Shuford was, Talbot said he was there when paramedics responded, and Shuford was not yelling or acting abusive. He only asked them to leave. And paramedics were, in fact, acting belligerent. Shuford states, says authorities had no right to enter his home uninvited and without announcing they had a warrant. When American law allows federal and state agencies to come in homes and confiscate family, there's something wrong with our system. If I can find a law firm and a lawyer that can take this pro bono, because I have no money, I'm going to sue everyone on that warrant. Garfield County Director of Social Services, Lynn Rennick, says Social Services is legally required to intervene when it receives a report about possible mistreatment of children, and sometimes court orders are necessary. She wouldn't discuss any specific case. I think there's no reason for it. When asked what he thought of being taken for medical treatment after the break-in, the boy said, I think it's ridiculous. There was no reason for it. Well, that's just a sampling, you know, of what's going down, what's happening here. And I also want to tell you, go to my site, freeamerican.com, and check out the LifeWay patches. I'm waiting on mine to come in probably today. More and more professional athletes, sports figures, and sports teams are coming on board with LifeWay. According to them, what are you going to be doing this? Go to freeamerican.com, check it out, and call me today. Let me hear what you got on your mind. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, I'm here. Well, again, more weird stuff, more strange stuff. Something wrong with my sound system. Except the sound system, same sound system I've had for 10 years, same phone I had for 10 years, same phone I do every show on. But hopefully we got it fixed. Oh, by the way, the three really, really important emails that we needed to send that you sent yesterday, didn't send until this morning. All right. Here's something from Freedom Phoenix that we need to check out. Evidently, they're trying to slam Ron Paul again. And, of course, they're going to find a number of ways to do this. Also, he didn't upstage the Republican forerunners in New Hampshire, but Ron Paul said he will continue on raising issues that have riled many other Republicans and raising record amounts of cash. Yeah, part of the reason is, of course, he wasn't allowed to be on the Fox News, but he was on Jay Leno and was a big hit on Jay Leno. Understand? I don't know who's doing the counting of votes in New Hampshire, but there was certainly vote fraud. There was certainly vote fraud in Iowa. Yeah, let me try to find this. We've got give you a little notice. If you see, if you get in your car and start to back out of a parking lot, and you see a paper or something stuck on your back window, leave it there. This is a new way to do carjacking. You walk across the parking lot. You unlock your car, you get inside, you start the engine, you shift into reverse. When you look in the rearview mirror, you see something stuck on it, a piece of paper stuck in the middle of the back window. So you shift in the park, unlock your doors, jump out of your car and remove that paper or whatever it is that's obstructing your view. When you get back, I'll tell you what happens next. I'll be right back. Give me a call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Oh, good, good. You're a good man. I don't care what they say about you. All those people deserve what they got, Monty. And if we could ever find get the phone number, get the sheriff out of here to do what they're supposed to do, and haven't done in 3 weeks, haven't responded in 3 weeks. Boy, but did you hear the story I just did about the... A 10-year-old kid, he was playing with his sister, grabbed hold of the car, and jerked off his feet and bumped his head, had a little black eye, and bumped his head, and his parents, 10 kids, takes him in the house, treats him, you know, puts some ice on his head, and some neighbors called the cops, the paramedics came out, and the father said, we're taking care of him, go away. And SWAT team broke in and took the kid and pointed guns at the other kids, had him slam him face down on the floor, and took him to the hospital, and the doctor said, oh, yeah, he needs ice and Tylenol. I was up in Colorado, in Glenwood Springs.
Well, you know, that's just part of the
Illuminati there. Oh, yeah, they got the airport there.
Part of the Great Deal. I built that airport.
I know it. I've heard reports on it. All the Illuminati paintings in there in the basement, and that airport's what, about two or three stories underground.
Yeah.
Covers and the underground part covers the whole airport.
Well, that's only because
of all the new stuff there, you know. And let's see. Colorado's also got all the damn oil too. You know, we got. Cool. There's more oil in Colorado than there is. In Saudi Arabia, they got more oil in Colorado. Yeah, to hell with Alaska. Let the Russians have Alaska, as far as I'm concerned. Oh yeah. Well, you know, when they built the tunnel from Kirtland Air Force Base to there was a whole vein of gold over there. They painted over it, and the trucks are still running in it. All right, we're back, folks. Yeah. even says, OnStar can shut my engine off if someone tries to steal it or if I don't make my car payments. And Grump says, at least you rate top-notch high-tech weapons being named at you. Yeah, I went up on the hill next to me, across the street from me, and they gave me a tour of the Airborne Laser Project, which is mounted in a, was mounted.
Mobile now.
Yeah, it's mobile now, but it was mounted in the observatory just across the street, across the highway from me. And I would have been real paranoid for the last 3 or 4 years if it wasn't for that one little hill lock between me and that laser. I don't think they can burn through that, and they haven't torn it down yet. So, we're back here, and hopefully my sound's working right now. I'll just get in, replug everything in, unplug everything, replug it in, and hey, with a little bit of luck, it might work. Now, about that, back to that piece of paper on the back window. If you get in your car, start it up, and you look in your rearview mirror to back out or turn around to back out and you see that paper on there, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to probably shift into park, unlock your doors, jump out of your car to remove that paper, whatever it is that's been obstructing your view. When you reach the back of your car, that is when the carjackers appear out of nowhere, jump into your car, and take off. They practically mow you down as they speed off in your car. Guess what, ladies? I bet your purse is still in the car. So now the carjacker has your purse, has your keys, has your driver's license, has your address. Your home and your whole identity are now compromised. Oh, yeah, they got your money, too. So if you see that piece of paper on the back of your car, just be thankful you were listening to the Free American, and you might tell your family and friends about that. Your purse contains all kinds of personal identification documents, credit cards. You certainly do not want to fall, want us to fall into the wrong hands. Yeah, keep this going, and you see that, that's what I'd do. I'd get out of the car and pretend like I was walking back to it and then shoot the first sucker that runs up to try to jump in my car. I think we, when the concealed carry permit was passed in Florida, we had so many carjackings that we were making national news. They stopped completely with the concealed carry. Same thing in Texas? Okay, let's see what else we got here. I gave you a Robin Williams plan. And when Ron Paul was on Jay Leno, I can give you some of the Ron Paul. Jay Leno's trying to figure out why Fox News chose not to put you on. And Ron Paul said, you know, we tried to find that out. That was a natural tendency of ours to try to figure this out, but they didn't return our calls. I mean, did you show up and they go, no? Ron Paul said, no, he didn't go that far. You know, I realized they really had some property rights ability there, and so I wasn't going to crash a party. But I've been trying to figure out what to do, and I thought, well, maybe I'll sue them. Then I thought, what am I going to sue them on? I've decided what to sue them on, and that is for fraud. Because of this, of this fair and balanced idea. And Jay Leno just said, let me ask you, to hear something interesting. I found out this on my own. We went, hey, where's Ron Paul? And then we made some phone calls. You weren't. I saw you interviewed with Woodrow Wolf Blitzer on CNN. It wasn't mentioned. I don't think. I don't want to be unfair. I didn't see it on MSNBC or any of the other cable channels. It seemed like a big story. One of these major candidates are certainly major in terms of you have as much prestige as anybody in fundraising is left out. Was this not a story? Ron Paul said, you know, I don't know. I can speculate. If I'm qualified, as you point out, that I had the qualification. It must be they didn't want to hear the message. Maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they're frightened. Maybe they just don't want to hear the truth. Who knows? We have to figure that out. And Jay Leno says, okay, I mean, what do you do? Do you call Fox News at this point and go, I want to know why I was excluded? Yeah. Jay Leno says, you seem like a gentleman. You don't seem like that type, but it seems like you should be kicking somebody's ass right now. I mean, you're being extremely popular. You're being extremely polite for something I think you got screwed over. I might not necessarily agree with you, but I think as an American, we like to see everybody get an equal shot, especially somebody who deserves an equal shot. And Ron Paul said, you know, the American people believe that way too, and I think you've tapped into the sentiment of what America thinks. But you know, even the Republican Party in New Hampshire came to bat. They withdrew support for the parties for that debate, so we give them credit. But I think there are others in the Republican Party that just might not want to hear my comments because, you know, I'm a strict constitutionalist. I believe that our platform should have meaning. And if I vote that way or support that position, it contradicts what we're doing. You know, it's sort of like waving a flag. And they don't like that. I think that's part of it. And Fox, I think, is tied pretty close to some of the national policy issues. And I think and Jay Leno interrupts him and said, but you're a Republican. Yeah, Ron Paul says, but they don't. They're not. That's the problem. See, if I follow the platform and they don't, and then I get on stage with others who are following, you know, doing that, and then I'm saying, hey, I actually believe in the Constitution. I believe what we're supposed to be doing, and I believe my promises, and they're not doing it, then that's pointing this out to them, and I think there's a little bit of embarrassment there. And I think the war has a lot to do with the issue, too, because I think I strongly opposed the war before we went in there. And I think there are some who think it's very important that we be over there. There are some who actually think we should be there for 100 years. I don't think that's the right thing to do. And by the way, while I'm trying to read this, it's shipped in back and forth. My computer's just going nuts. When I try to cover a subject, now if I want to read about... the blonde doing the donkey, you know, then it'll stay on that. But if I try to tell you what Ron Paul is saying, it shifts. That kind of ties in with the story I had in the last issue of the Free American about computers being hardwired into the National Security Agency. Now, Jay Leno said, okay, now everybody seems to be going after Romney. Nobody seems to like Romney these days. What's the problem with him? I guess they figured he was the front runner, but he's coming down now. And you know, one thing I'm a little bit afraid of is that they might be doing that for religious reasons, and I don't like that. I disagree with Romney on some issues, and he's gone after me on the stage, but that shouldn't be the reason that he doesn't do well. Leno asks, do you think that's the reason? Ron Paul says, I think subtly there's a little bit of that. I don't think that's right, but they were after him. But I think he's invited some of it, too, some of the flip-flopping. You know, he did something when he was in Massachusetts, and now the positions. And now I see Leno says, I grew up in Massachusetts. Seemed to be a totally different guy than what Massachusetts, he and Ted Kennedy were fighting for, the most liberal guy, it seemed. All right. Okay. All right. Ron Paul says, and the politicians, some of them, I guess you've noticed over the years, sometimes they say one thing to one crowd, something to another crowd, and I think that's something nobody's ever accused me of doing. I say the same thing no matter which ear it is and which crowd it is. And Leno says, you're tied with Juliana in New Hampshire, is that right? That's right, essentially tied. You're in the same place. And Ron Paul says, of course, he had 4% in Iowa. I had 10. That didn't give me for qualification. All right. Steve, is it? Okay. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Free American Hour.
Hello, Clay. Hey, I'm glad you're on in the morning. I enjoy sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and listening to you.
Well, I enjoy drinking a cup of coffee with you, too.
All right.
Even if I do have sugar instead of stevia in this one.
I wanted to call in and tell you a couple of things. You know, Fox News, you know, I think they've done more damage to our country than Bin Laden ever did. You know, I really do. I think they divided the people up and just got everybody arguing and fighting. And
Listen, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah.
You know, to compare Bin Laden to Fox is a real insult to a dead Bin Laden.
Well, that's true. That's probably true. Another thing, too, I wanted to tell you, you know, our politicians are so chicken coward. You know, I was thinking maybe they could get together and then push impeach Bush while he's out of the country, you know.
Well, they're trying to impeach Cheney. That's as far as they would go. Wexler's trying to do that.
Oh, no.
I got a link on my site for, you know, impeach Cheney. And if you impeach Cheney, well, that's pretty much taking the power out because I believe Cheney is the real power behind the presidency. Kind of the same way that George Bush Sr. was a real power behind Ronald Reagan.
Right.
You know, he's the one that held the cue cards.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I forgot Cheney's still in the country, so they're probably too scared to do anything right now. But if we could get Cheney out of the country at the same time, maybe they would have enough courage to get together and do something.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was a congressman or a senator, I'd be real paranoid right now. If Bush and Cheney are both out of Washington, D.C., that means somebody's trying to plant a nuclear weapon, I think.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, I feel something in my gut. You know, you ever get that feeling? Or something in your gut, like something's about to happen.
Well,
you never know, but
they are, something's definitely going to happen. I think it's going to happen in Washington because right now, first of all, we wouldn't miss any of those 400 congressmen if Ron Paul wasn't there, and he's on the campaign trail. Those 400 congressmen voted for, that H.R. 1955.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's another. They've done that, too. They voted with three people for the Veterans Disarmament Act. They did that the same way they got the Federal Reserve in on Christmas holidays. There were about three people in there, and it was a voice vote. So we don't even know who the traitors were that want to disarm our veterans.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this right now. If they're trying to disarm the veterans, I don't know of a one that's going to voluntarily give up his weapons.
I don't either. You mean they passed that? Did you hear that they kept that whole vote a secret?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a voice vote, and there was only, like I said, three or four people in the session at the time. That's the same way they did the Federal Reserve Act, and of course Wilson signed it and got guilty of this later and said, "I have ruined my country."
Hey, Clay, do you remember the other day when you was talking about how sick it made you feel when you sat and watched it on TV when they did that down at Waco?
Yeah.
You know, I got sick when I watched that, too, and I also got sick the same way when I seen them big thugs going in taking people's guns down there during Katrina. Did you see them cops, like big old arms, you know, looked like they was pumped up on steroids? I don't even think
they were. I don't think that was cops. I think that was Blackwater.
Yeah, that's what I think, because their military don't look like that. You know, man, these guys are big, man. Their arms is about as big as my neck, you know.
Yeah, they're paying Blackwater, you know, three times as much as they're paying our soldiers. And they're the strong arm. And, you know, what they're training our soldiers for and they're training Blackwater for is to come here. Iraq is a training ground for here.
Oh, I believe that. Man, that's going to be a scary day when that happens.
That's already scary. I mean, this 1955 Homegrown Terrorism Act, I don't know if you heard show I played yesterday, but basically they're saying if you've got radical ideas and if you're if one world government is controlling our government right now, our proponents for one world government, they're planning on rolling us over, moving us into that with the regionalization of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And they're planning on rolling us over into the North American Union so they can merge. And the Ford Foundation, in an interview many years ago, 10, 12 years ago, Rowan Gaither or somebody like that, the Ford Foundation admitted they were planning on merging us with the Soviet Union. Hey, wait a minute. We'll be right back. To the free American. Last one.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And we,
signal was weak. It was a wireless network hooked into my computer. My computer had tapped into that. And remember I told you every time I was trying to read something about Ron Paul, it would shift. The computer would shift down to the next one. Well, they ain't doing that now. Up there. I'll connect it right now. Okay. And after, we'll take this call right now. This was, I'm connected, Monty, to a... CMPRED network. It says not connected, but Netgear is connected. No, I don't have Netgear. It's an unsecured wireless network. All right. Anyway, it's we're hooked back up again, and the car is down the street. So, hi, boys. Yeah, let me when we the next time we take a break, I'll go out and do a little bit of target practice with my 30-06, and we'll see. Let's see if the van stays there. All right, we got another caller here. Who do I have, sir? Okay, hi, Betty. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Betty.
Okay. I'm wondering how it is that this radicalization and homegrown terrorist prevention act, how they can tolerate the contents of what Ron Paul is saying in the face of that act.
Well, they don't tolerate it. I mean, he's not getting any airtime. He's not being talked about on Fox. They're not giving him. They're limiting his airtime as much as possible, and if they weren't doing that, he'd be running away with his presidency. But
don't
they did
think
the
whole world can identify us as a bunch of strictoids to have both at the same time.
Well, that's just what they're trying to say. We are loons. Loons is what they're referring to as a. If we're supporting Ron Paul, you got to be a loony. If you're against the war, you got to be loony. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with me, Betty.
Okay.
With recent